Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Last night, you guys went out and got the W, and it was a pretty exciting ball game. And, I'm real curious to get your thoughts on one guy in particular, and that's Delino DeShields, who has really come into his own. Another fantastic catch last night, and then he scored from first on a kind of an infield hit to second base. I mean, the guy's just electric, and I'd love to get your thoughts on his evolution, even in the short time that you've known him.
I've only known him for a short time, like you say, but at the same time, I've played against him for a long time, so definitely know what he's capable of, and he's what you would call a difference maker. He's a guy that's going to come in and work his tail off and be aggressive and push that envelope as far as it can go, whether it's on defense and making the spectacular catches he's making, or it's making those extra bases. That's something that really makes a difference for us. That extra 90 feet. That's more pressure you put on their defense. That's pressure you put on their pitcher, and that definitely helps our hitters at the time of putting together a good string of quality at bats at the plate. So. That guy is somebody. He was just in the weight room right now. I mean, he's working his butt off and staying in shape. Unfortunately, he had that minor hiccup with his hand, and he's back, I think, full strength now. We're so lucky to have him back. He's a guy that is, his example on and off the field is exactly what you want.
Doug, because of all the injuries actually on the field, you guys have been a little bit younger than you were originally going to be this season, but it just happens that you lose Elvis and Beltran and on. You've been around this thing for 10 years. Everybody knows you. Have you felt a need to be more of a quote-unquote veteran leader, even though you're new to the team, or how do you approach that kind of a situation with so many young guys on the squad?
I think there's a leadership in place in this locker room, and we've actually got some age in here, and I think everybody kind of leads in their own pathway. My understanding and my belief is I'm going to lead by example. There's a time and a place to speak up and be the boisterous type, but for me and most of my leadership role is one, by example, and two, quietly off to the side talking to some of the younger guys, whether it's passing on information, whether it's giving a little tip or a little a little kick in the shin once in a while, or a kick in the butt. I mean, it's one of those things that I try and make it a personal thing between me and one in 25. I like to take care of the guy next to me, and that's most important. If we can do that, baseball, tends to take care of itself at this level. And, we got to know that each brother has, everyone's back. And that's, we are a brother, we are a family, and that's, again, for me, most important. So my leadership for, my understanding and my belief is to come in here and to, let everybody know exactly what their role is and be able to, give that brotherhood, in that that family atmosphere, let that come to fruition every day.
Talking to Doug Pfister on the Ben and Skin Show, Rangers player show here on 105.3 The Fan. You've been around for a while, as Skin indicated. You played for Seattle and Detroit and Washington and Houston and Boston, and now you're here in Texas. And I'm just curious, all the different stops you've had a lot of different managers. What is the one thing Jeff Banister does as well as anybody you've ever seen? What do you think is his specialty as a manager?
I think his ability to lock in on the game is special. I've had the opportunity to be around a lot of great people and a lot of great players and especially managers. I was blessed to play for Jim Leland for a long time, and there's some attributes there that are very similar in his qualities. And, being able to be frank and honest and but still at the same time being a guy that's going to fight for you. He shows that fire in the dugout. He shows that support, going out and getting an umpire's ear and letting him know exactly what he thinks and believes. And, there's times where he gets tossed just to show that he's, fighting for his boys. And those kind of things go a long way with a team. Young or old, it doesn't really matter. We love to know that our skipper's in the fight and never out of the fight. That's something for us that we constantly believe in each other, and it starts from top down, and he's definitely doing that for us.
That's the voice of Doug Pfister joining us on the BuyersSafety.com hotline. Do you have, in all of your baseball travels, an all-time favorite teammate?
Oh, man. There's a lot of, teammates that I certainly am blessed to be around. One of my favorites, just name and the type of teammate that he was Ken Griffey Jr. I grew up watching him, and I don't want to say idolizing, but he played the game the right way and played it hard for a long time. And my first day in the big leagues, he kind of, came up and gave me a arm around the shoulder and a little bit of a chit-chat and encouraged me. And really, those words have stuck with me a long time. And I try and pass on that experience, try and pass on those words of encouragement and belief to each and every guy that I come across. So that's just to name one guy. There's been a ton of, guys that have definitely had a huge impact and influence on my career, whether they're pitchers, catchers, outfielders, infielders, it doesn't matter. But I've definitely been blessed to play with a lot of great guys.
So, Doug, speaking of the people that have had an influence on you, let's talk about your parents a little bit. Your dad, I understand, was a firefighter, and then was he also a member of a SWAT team?
He started when I was young. He was on the police department, and he was a member on the SWAT team back home. 1989. I was four or five. I think it was five at the time. He switched over and was a firefighter. There was a little bit better scheduling for family time. There's six people in my family, and he wanted to go and make that transition. And so he was a firefighter. He was a police officer for 13 years, and then went to be a firefighter for 20. So he had a long line of service and long career, and now enjoys some retirement time with my mom, and follows me around as much as he can.
I'm interested in the six-person family. So where do you fall on that scale? How many brothers and sisters you got? Where are you in the pecking order there?
So I'm number two of four. I've got an older sister, a younger sister, and then a younger brother. So we're all close. We've stuck together and have great relationships with each other.
All right. So I want to know then about the little brother. Is he an athlete? Is there pressure on little brother when older brother is a badass pitcher and like 6'8"?
My little brother's, well, he's 6'6", he was definitely an athlete, but he chose to follow in my dad's footsteps and is now a police officer back home.
Awesome.
I think he's fourth generation law enforcement in the county that we live in, that's a big thing, big deal,
yeah.
Big deal for us. I kind of screwed that line out, but. he's definitely making us proud and doing things the right way back home.
So you're kind of the black sheep.
I am kind of the black sheep a little bit. I definitely messed it up.
Yeah, they're with friends are like, yeah, we don't like to talk about this,
no.
But Doug's a baseball player.
Yeah.
So when did you know you were pretty darn good? To the point where you thought, because I have kids. Do you have kids right now?
I do. I have a little girl.
Okay. I have boys who are 12 and 10 and a little girl, and my boys play youth baseball. And my whole point is, along the way, learn life lessons. If you can even make a high school team one day, that's great. But at some point along the way, you had to know, wow, okay, I have a chance to be really good. What was that point?
I never actually looked at it that way. I looked at it as I have a love for baseball, and I want to play as long as I can. And I would always tell my mom my goals, and she'd kind of write them down and check them off on, without me knowing them. And, I'd always, again, go to her and tell her, hey, this is what I want to do. And then all of a sudden, I'd do whatever I needed to do to accomplish those. And part of that was, hey, I want to get my college degree paid for and play baseball. And anything else beyond that is icing on the cake. And once that came through and was able to go to college and play baseball at a junior college and then Fresno State, then there came a time where, okay, now I've got to set a new goal, and that's to, make it in the professional leagues. And then I got to, set a new goal to make it to the big leagues and someday make it to the World Series and win a World Series. And these goals just keep coming up. And so I never stopped and looked at it like, hey, I could be pretty good. I always looked at it as, hey, I've got to keep pushing. And I got to keep going, because there's always going to be that guy better than me, and I'm not there yet. I don't have that ability yet, and I've continued to stick with that. Now I I tell my wife my goals and trying to continue to push and grow and get to wherever I can get as long as I can.
Talking to Doug Pfister here on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. What was college life like there at Fresno State? I imagine that's a pretty fun school to be at and playing baseball.
You know, it was a great time. Having an opportunity to sign out my junior year, I decided to go back. I had some friendships and some experiences in college that I would never, you could never put a price tag on. I've got some of my best buddies, the coach, Coach Batesel and Montez and the whole list of guys that were there and set the example. And we ended up winning the WAC when we were still in the WAC. And college was great. You know, we were close enough to home that family could come and watch, but we were just far enough away to where I didn't feel like I was, still living at home, going to school. So experiences at college were priceless in my eyes and, made for a great senior year and, was able to continue to let me know what it was to be a man and to grow up in some maturity and then go into professional baseball.
Well, Doug, we really appreciate this opportunity to visit with you. And for appearing on today's show, you'll receive a $250 gift certificate to Star Power, the ultimate source for luxury living. Visit getstarpower.com. And if you don't want it, we'll just give it to KT, our producer. So just let us know.
I sure appreciate that, guys. Thank you very much.
All right, man. Take care. There he goes, Doug Pfister.
I couldn't tell if he gave it to KT.
Doug, if you let me know, just...
Doug, on the certificate,
Mr. Pfister.
What a great guy, though.
Sure, right? Yeah. Can you get him back on? Let's try to... Yeah, sorry I let him go before we knew if he was...
God, that was real disappointing.
I'll take it, though.
Yeah. Let's.
Doesn't want it.
Yeah.
Why don't you just make him come get it from you?
I guarantee you I need it more than he does.
Yeah. All right, good stuff. Thank you to the Texas Rangers for making that happen. Again, the Rangers Player Show brought to you by Pro Financial Services. And, of course, appreciate him calling in on the buyersafety.com hotline.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.